we're going to turn our attention to the Iranian border guards. Four of the five Iranian border guards abducted by Jaish al-Adl terrorist group have been freed.
Over the past 2 months, security and diplomatic bodies stepped up efforts to rescue the abducted Iranian border guards. Finally, four of the guards were rescued in a joint effort by Iran's border guard security and tribal elders in the province of Sistan and Balochistan.
Brigadier General Hossein Zulfaghari says that there is still no document showing that Jaish al-Adl has executed Jamshid Daniyafar, a fifth soldier abducted by the terrorist group. President Hassan Rouhani has congratulated the release of the guards, calling on Iranian officials to step up efforts to clarify the fate of Daniyafar. Now, the five Iranian soldiers were kidnapped by Pakistan-based terrorist group Jaish al-Adl in eastern Iran in early February. Later, the terrorists claimed to have executed Daniyafar. Now, the Iranian military had threatened to send in troops to Pakistan to rescue the captives. Well, we're joined right here in the studio by Press TV's correspondent Gisu Ahmedi. Gisu, thanks so much for being with us. Gisu, fill us in on the situation as far as the release now of these soldiers.
Well, this was much anticipated, as you can imagine, Marzia, since the terrorists had threatened to kill more of the hostages. And actually, everyone was worried about the fate of these four soldiers at the hands of the terrorist group. So it was great news today. Obviously, there was a lot of excitement today when these four soldiers were handed to Iranian officials. It was 1 p.m. Local time, actually, in Sistan, Balochistan province. And of course, when they arrived at the governor's office, there was also a very warm welcome. Right now, actually, we have to say that everyone is happy in Iran because, Marzia, amazingly, I have to tell you that this was one of the cases. Well, in Iran, we have seen similar issues or similar abductions by terrorist groups, especially in that region on the border with Pakistan. But it's the first time that we saw so many Iranians involved, getting involved, and on different websites, social media, Facebook even, there was a lot of campaigns about trying to find a way to get these soldiers back home. And now that we know that there is no evidence that Mr. Daniyafar was actually killed, that first soldier, there is also hope still that he might be alive and he might return home to his family and his one newborn baby.
Well, let's looking at the situation. You said that this time around when these five soldiers were kidnapped, that there was a lot of attention in social media and regular Iranians getting involved in this. Why is that the case? Why did we see something different this time around? And do the experts think that had any play at all in actually Pakistan releasing them, or at least these terrorists releasing the individuals?
Well, when we were at the border guard police today, and we were talking to the police, they said that basically the Pakistani government did not do much in order to help release these soldiers. So it's not something that you could say that the Pakistani government could get credit for, per se. However, we do know that the Iranian government has always done everything it can in cases like this to get those soldiers that have been abducted or the people that have been taken hostage by terrorist groups on the border to get them back home. In this case, the border police was actually very grateful, and in that press conference they thanked the Iranian nation because obviously they believe that the fact that Iranians themselves got involved and actually reached out to the world and tried to get as much attention to this issue as possible. We even had Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, talking about this. So this means that this time, with all the social media and the attention that this issue got, it was obviously very helpful, Marzia.
Let's talk about the Pakistani government. You just mentioned that basically a whole lot was not done by the Pakistani government. And even we saw when the first reports came out about the release of the soldiers, Pakistan actually took a long time to actually confirm anything. What is being said, the reason why it appears that Islamabad was not very aggressive in pursuing this, and will it affect relations between Pakistan and Iran?
Well, this is actually one of the questions that were raised in that press conference today, Marzia. And, well, basically, we can't say that the Islamabad, the Pakistani government, was passive about this. They were also doing all they could, and they even arrested a couple of terrorist groups, but it had nothing to do with Jaish al-Adl after the investigations were complete. So they actually did take certain steps in order to help the Iranian government get these soldiers back in the country, but unfortunately to no avail. But Marzia, we have to consider the fact that the border between Iran and Pakistan is a very mountainous region and obviously very difficult to control. There are many hideouts there for locals and people who know the area very well. And obviously, as Iran has decided, there will be a lot more border posts. Apparently, they are considering to add 120 border posts on the border with Pakistan. And of course, there are going to be some diplomatic dealings and obviously negotiations in order to ask the Pakistani government to limit the liberty and the freedom that these terrorist groups have in Pakistan. Because it's not just only one or two. We see this happen so often.
Thank you so much for that update right here in the studio. Gisu Ahmadi, Press TV's correspondent covering the story.